Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Welcome back to the show on a triumphant Tuesday on The Fan, presented by Chinigo Maios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com for more information. Let's head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Kevin Sheehan, host of The Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980.
Kevin.
What's up, boys?
Kevin. I got to tell you something. Can I start this off?
Go ahead.
I got to give Kevin the first credit, at least for the local media. It's not like I monitor the local media. But Kevin was on Jaden Daniels right away, pre-draft. And I still didn't know. I was like, I don't know. And then come draft time, I was like, oh, yeah, he's my guy and everything. But Kevin, you were first. I give you credit.
Well, I don't know if I was first. I just love college football like, you know, you guys do, like Jason does. I like Saturdays as much as Sundays and just watched a lot of them. But, you know, is it too early to say anybody got it right or wrong? I don't know. That was a moment last night, man. I mean, that was not what anybody was expecting third week into his career, and why not relish in it? We've had so few things to actually get excited about for a long time.
Totally. And yeah. Kevin, I brought this up earlier, like, Commanders fans better get used to primetime games, because that was an yeah, eye-opener for not only people here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, but like network execs, you know, the guys that are going to schedule games going forward are going to be like, well, we got to have Jaden Daniels in primetime. Mm. Like, the Commanders are going to go from two primetime games this season to, I mean,
four or five.
Basically, yeah, five or six next year, because people want to watch that sort of performance if he continues to build on it, especially. Like, it was just amazing to watch and to digest last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's so funny, because I was looking at their schedule and I was thinking they're going to have one or two games flexed into primetime.
Yeah.
And it's not because, you know, look, they're going to have a record that's competitive, and the games are going to have to be meaningful for that to happen. But to your point, Cakes, it's like, this is a star, you know, potentially in the league, and they're going to want to get him on as much as possible, certainly starting next year.
So what impressed you the most? I'll just jump in. For me, we knew he had poise. We knew he had all the athleticism. I knew he could make all the throws, actually. But what's impressed me so far is the growth from week to week. I thought Cliff kind of babied him in week one, but we saw more growth in week two. And then just, like, he's learning. He's seeing more and more. He's throwing on the run now. He's sliding. He's just putting it all together. Like, what's it going to be like in week eight, week nine, week 10?
How about year eight, year nine, year 10?
Yeah, I agree. Kev?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the opener, to get Todd Bowles in that defense in the opening game when they've got, you know, all summer to game plan for you, even though they weren't really sure what to expect either. But, yeah, it's early. But what impressed me the most last night, I think the same thing that impresses me every week with him, and even going back to the last couple of years, he's just so calm.
Poised.
So poised. I mean, people mistake it for being kind of casual or too casual. But you can see the competitiveness, you know, on that fourth down, screaming over to the sideline. I think he's just got incredible feel for the game and an incredible confidence because of what he can do. Like, think about this. He missed Terry badly in the first half. You know, a throw that might rattle some guys. It didn't get picked, but it was so far overthrown, I don't even think he remembers it. Or cares about it. And that's almost imperative at that position to have that.
How about how manageable the third and fourth downs were because of the threat of him getting outside and either juking a linebacker or a safety and getting 3 or 4 yards or just making the throws over the middle? I thought Kingsbury was awesome last night.
Incredible. And he's got it all going on. I mean, there's so much creativity. There's, you know, so much of what Jaden did in college mixed with, you know, some of the stuff that he's done as a pro coach. I totally agree with you. I actually didn't think he was that, you know, awful as some people thought in week one or week two. It's just a matter of kind of growing into this thing and getting everybody comfortable and learning, you know, what everybody can do. But a really good point. I mean, they've been exceptional, obviously, at staying on the field. It's unprecedented what they've done in the last two games. No punts, no turnovers, scores on every single drive, with the exception, I guess, of kneel downs. But they've got a pretty good first and second down offense, for sure. But the bottom line is, like, when you have just in the same way that Baltimore has it and other teams, you know, have it, but Baltimore probably has it more than anybody else, when your quarterback is legitimately involved in the run game, you know, it's 11-on-11 football. And in most cases, offensively, you've got nine guys blocking for one guy because the quarterback's not involved. And I think that's just allowing everybody to benefit. Not as much Brian Robinson Jr. last night. I think they were really keyed in on him. But Eckler, receivers, you know, the play action stuff out of that read option look worked over and over again. We saw it back in 2012, and it's a version of that right now.
Kevin, the Eckler signing, especially for the lack of money they gave him coming off that year where he struggled in L.A., I mean, the impact he had can't be overstated. Now, it sucks that he left the game with a concussion. Hopefully, he's better in a few weeks. It looks like he didn't make the trip out to Arizona with the rest of the team. But, wow, what an impact he's had on not only the rushing and receiving, but special teams as well.
He looks like Austin Eckler. And last year he didn't, because I think he was banged up and not completely healthy. But what a plus he is. I mean, what an add. Yeah, for the money. I mean, I hope he's fine, because he was huge last night, especially early. And then had the kickoff return. That's a second, you know, big kickoff return. Obviously, the one last week, to, you know, pulled back because of penalty. But really excited about their running backs and you know, the skill position players. I still think at wide receiver, you know, moving forward, they're going to have to look to add something down the road. But they're scheming guys open right now, that's for sure.
Getting back to Eckler for just a second, like McNichols, he's kind of a poor man's Eckler. Like, I think he can fill in for a week or two.
That's what they're hoping.
If Eckler is sidelined, like, he has some of that in him. Looking back at his profile, I think with Tennessee, he had like mid-30s in receptions, like back-to-back years. So I think if Eckler misses, and it looks like he will, I think McNichols can at least fill in the short term.
They obviously loved him, you know, over the summer, because they had a couple of guys. They had that guy Wiley, who was really impressive. They had Rodriguez, who they had drafted before, who's a good runner. I don't know how versatile he was. I don't know. He's just been a guy for a few years now in the league. We'll see. But I hope Eckler's okay, because he's got, like, that ability to make people miss or make people not necessarily get a complete shot on him as a runner. He's a big part of why this offense can be, I think, continue to be explosive. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that. Week three, the offense is explosive.
Yeah.
It's dynamic. I mean, if they are what we've seen offensively for the next, you know, 14 games, they're going to be a good team this year. I don't know how good. The defense right now is really, you know, bad.
They're broken. And
there's no prospect for it to get a lot better. But they're going to be in a lot of games, and they're going to win some games because of what they have offensively. But I think Eckler is a big part of it. We'll see. You might be right about McNichols.
I know everyone just wants to revel in Jaden and the greatness, and I do too. But I can't get over the defense, because I keep putting my hopes that they're going to be better every year, and they're not. And frankly, I mean, we have a few guys maybe on every level, but the D-line as a whole is disappointing. The middle line, I mean, I like Luvu. Wagner, you know, he's good in about a two-foot area. And I actually think St. Juste is decent, but overall, the defense is atrocious. And like you say, my defensive IQ is like a zero, so I have no idea how you could fix this.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, like last night, at least I thought the urgency, the effort, like they were flying around. They just flying around and missing a lot, you know.
I mean, I can't believe how easy it is to run on this team.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised the Bengals didn't stick with it. At one point, they were averaging nearly 8 yards.
Eight or nine a pop, yeah.
And it didn't seem like there was any prospect that it would change. I guess we can be thankful that they dropped him. You know, they kept dropping Burrow back over and over again. But, look, that's a really good offense. Last week wasn't necessarily a good offense coming in. Week one was. This week's going to be another challenge. I mean, because the Cardinals can make you look silly with what they do offensively. But, yeah, big disappointment. It's early. It's 3 weeks in. But I think the alarming game was last week. The fact that Devin Singletary just ran right through them and Daniel Jones got, you know, some confidence back.
Did we just lose Kevin? I mean,
Kevin
right
there?
Now, combined quarterbacks against the Washington Commanders in three games have a total of 9 touchdowns without an interception.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're gonna see that continue. I mean, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, of course, you're just gonna attack
the secondary,
a defenseless secondary.
Yeah,
you're just gonna go after them.
And James Conner probably has a good game. You know, he's probably going to average 5 a carry.
I would fully expect the Cardinals to score between 28 and 35 points against this defense. Yeah.
I don't know what the combined quarterback rating is against the Commanders, but Baker had a monstrous quarterback rating against them. Daniel Jones had a good one. And last night, Burrow was at 127.5, 73 QBR. But again, 9 touchdowns, no picks by that defense against opposing quarterbacks.
Kevin.
Is Eric Bieniemy coaching our defense? Maybe Bieniemy is coaching our defense.
Maybe that happened.
Or Ron's still here. I don't know.
Kevin, but you kind of pointed out how, you know, it's, and I've been saying it the last few days, but how unpredictable the league is so far through 3 weeks. Because look at all of the big favorites that lost this week, including the Bengals.
This league is, I mean, anybody that says they've got it figured out is lying. Right. Nobody does. And it's just, it's what makes it the best reality show in sports, you know, and every week is a new week. Every game is its own entity. And you know, but you got to have the quarterback right. We all know that. And that's the really good sign right now, 3 weeks into the season for Washington, is that, you know, all signs are pointed to they finally may have gotten it right at that position. And he's got to stay healthy. I mean, health dictates, you know, outcomes in the league, every year. But it's been a wild 3 weeks. I mean, the three biggest underdogs, weeks 1, 2, and 3, won games outright. And it's like, you know, once you, if you think that a team is terrible 1 week, just bet on them the next. I mean, it's almost like just money line them the next week. The Panthers, the Broncos, the Giants, it's crazy.
Yeah, if you look at the division, the injuries piling up for the Eagles. Now, Barkley's still healthy, and he's the best runner in the game right now. But, you know, they've got some serious injuries, and who knows how long Devontae Smith will be out. Dallas is 1-2. They got no running back, so they're just relying on Dak to throw for 400 a game. Washington's already beat the Giants, as you mentioned. So you look at the division and go, all right, well, you know, maybe coming into this week, you'd say, they really don't have a shot. With their defense, it'll be tough, but no one's blowing you away in the East.
No, last night's a conversation changer. I mean, I would hope it is, because the whole idea of, oh, we're just going to build one block at a time and we're rebuilding, we're recalibrating, it's not the way they're thinking. I mean, they game planned to beat Cincinnati last night, not to improve from last week. Mm-hmm. And the NFL changes so dramatically. Everybody's got a shot, especially if you've got a quarterback. And right now they do have a quarterback that's dynamic and threatens defenses and he's a playmaker. They've got a chance to make 2024 a legitimate season. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, 7-10 or 8-9. They got a chance, you know, this year to go out and beat, you know, 8, 9, 10 teams.
Sure.
I don't know. That really defense.
Shootouts.
You said they have a chance.
I think they're going to be competitive every week, but the defense is going to murder us. I hate the defense. I hate it.
No, look, they can't win the Super Bowl with that defense. They can't advance deep into January, but with what they have offensively, they can win more games than they lose this year.
Kevin, right. I like right. the team heading straight to Arizona on a short week, get acclimated, get their bodies used to a different time zone. Kingsbury goes back to where he was a head coach. Jaden goes back to where his college career began. There's some nice subplots to week four, Commanders-Cardinals.
Yeah, and just think about this, guys. There's no way in the last 5 or 6 years Dan would have flown the team out and absorbed the expense of practicing out in Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have made them bus it home with like a $20, you know, per diem. It's a different organization. It's really nice to see them doing things more professionally. And, yeah, it's a shot. You know, I think they're going to have a chance every week with this guy at quarterback, with the coordinator, with some of what they can do, especially with some of their backs. I hope Eckler's healthy. Mm-hmm. I think he's a big key to what they have been able to do so far and what they'll be able to do moving forward. But, yeah, I mean, they're a 4.5-point dog, I think. So,
right.
You know, short week, those teams always tend to come up a little bit short the following week, but we'll see.
All right, Kevin, well, enjoy your triumphant Tuesday on the Team 980. People can listen as soon as we are done. That's Kevin Sheehan.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kev.
It, buddy.
All right, boys. Yeah, that was fun. Let's figure out which games will get flexed.
Yep.
That's right.
We'll do that.
All right, enjoy the show, buddy. Thank you.
Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, scheduled to join us is Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders. We'll be right back.